Meow! Welcome to the Cat Tunes Podcast. I'm your host, Catherine Corelli. On this podcast, I'm going to talk about the stories behind my songs, the production tools that I've used, the production methods that I've employed, the instruments that I've played, the instruments that I've discovered, the arrangement methods that I've used, the real-life stories which precipitated the creation of my entire albums or of my separate tracks. So let's jump right into it, shall we? And welcome, you're listening to the Cat Tunes Podcast. This is episode 57. Today I'll be talking about a rather satirical song called Cream and Peach from the Reborn Heart. So, last time I started to talk about the Reborn Heart album, which was for the most part written in 2012. And this is drastically different from the previous album that I was covering, which is called the Overcome album. The Overcome album was a lot heavier, was a lot darker. This one, to the contrary, it's not really dark. It has some sad tunes in it. And occasionally it has gems like Cream and Peach. Cream and Peach is a gross exaggeration, just so that you know, because over the years, I've had people approach me and ask me questions like, what is this song really about? Like, all of that, is it, like, for real? And I'm like, no, of course not. There is always, however, some truth. You know, a grain of truth, even, you know, in a, like, a massive joke. There is always something to it. So, I will point out that my own life back in 2012 was pretty messy. And there was a lot of things going on. And it used to be that way for years prior to when the song was written. So I was kind of, in part, I was looking back at my own life and making a joke out of it. And out of all the, you know, mishaps and whatever that happened. Whatever stuff happened. And at the same time, I was kind of writing a parody, almost a parody kind of song. Looking back at my childhood when I was growing up, and back then on the Soviet television, they started to air Brazilian, as far as I remember, Brazilian TV shows, melodramas, you know, that kind of stuff. And they were endless. I remember there was a Turkish melodrama that aired on Soviet TV. And then they've also launched, there was a Brazilian one. And the translation from the Russian translation would be "The Rich Also Cry." So it was like about this enormous family with an enormous extended family and the endless melodramatic twists and romance and you know that kind of stuff that's going on there and there and there and there, and it just went on for an endless number of episodes. And apparently at the time, a lot of, you know, Soviet ladies, they were finding solace in TV shows like that because times were pretty rough in the late 80s and in the early 90s. I think they started airing that in the 90s. So, and then there was another one. There was another TV show, another melodrama, another endless melodrama. It was kind of like a part comedy or whatever. It was kind of obviously exaggerated. It was a Spanish melodrama. Oh gosh, what was the title of that one? I'm trying to recall. I still remember the dubbed voices of some of the characters as they were dubbed in Russian. Of course, I didn't watch the original Spanish version, and I wouldn't really bother going back to watch it in Spanish. It doesn't really make any sense. I don't remember. Something to do with something to do with a drugstore, as far as I remember. Anyways, so Cream and Peach sort of is about that, because it, for the most part, that kind of satire and that kind of looking back and making up an almost Brazilian TV show melodramatic lyric for a song, that's what it was really about in 2012. So, yes, I was drawing a little bit on my own life, to a little extent, kind of ish, and that's, I guess, what makes this song a little bit on the sad side, although it's so bombastic and so hyperbolic. But for the most part, it's a joke. It's a joke and it's satire. So let's read the lyrics, and you will get the picture. Not a trace of paradise, no reason to compromise, nothing I would like to save. Nothingness is nothing, no matter what bitter underneath. I guess what I meant at the time is, no matter how bitter underneath. I'd trade it all for cream and peach, I'd become a holy bitch. You don't worry, I don't care, it's just a common love story. So, do you see, it's already kind of like both unhinged and kind of like a joke and kind of everything at once. Then there is the hook, and that's where things get really hilarious. Come hurry to your Harry, or Mary, or Barry, and I'll stay with my Joni, or Judith, or James. I really don't worry, it's a common love story. Your Robbie is so funny in my sexual role plays. So funny in my sexual role plays, it repeats. Then there's the next verse. Common lies and common sins. Common sex and common dreams. Nothing I could undertake. Nothing is nothing. We both know that there is no mistake. I'd trade it all for cream and peach. I'd become a holy bitch. No true love to struggle for. It's nothing. Just nothing. So you see, there is a little bit of... There is a little bit of sadness to all of this, because, well, it is satire and it is a joke. There is this, I'm lamenting in the lyrics the absence of real, true love. Then there is the next hook, and the lyrics in the hooks, they change all the time. So, go sleep with your Terry, fuck Tommy or Jerry, your Mackenzie's from Jersey, but I know he's from Wales. Come show off with Arthur. I slept with his brother. You'll marry his father in a couple of days. Then there's the middle section. What are you screaming for? I'd trade it all for cream and peach. What am I waiting for? You'd trade it like I do. What is your show off for? I'd trade it for cream and peach. I won't take it anymore. I really don't care. And then again, there is the hook that goes, come hurry to your Harry or Mary or Barry, and I'll stay with my Joni or Judith or James. I really don't worry, it's a common love story. Your Robbie is so funny in my sexual role plays. Go sleep with your Terry, suck Tommy or Jerry. Your Mackenzie's from Jersey, but I know he's from Wales. Come show off with Arthur, I slept with his father, and I'll marry his brother in a couple of days. And then there is the conclusion to the whole song. I don't worry, and I don't feel sorry, cause you never cared. So I traded for cream and peach, traded for cream and peach. I'd rather be a holy bitch, so I traded all for cream and peach. Cream and peach, wow, am I a holy bitch? So, you gotta understand that this song is very hyperbolic. It's, you shouldn't really take it seriously. As I said, a grain of truth that sort of reflects on the absence of true love in my life back in 2012, that's the reality of it. Everything else, I'm looking back at my, years of dating, and then also looking way back at, you know, the melodramas and TV shows that I grew up with, And I'm laughing at all of it. That's what this song basically is. And with that being said, let's move on to the music analysis, shall we? So, as usual, I will be playing sections of the song, and then I'll be commenting, and I will be giving some harmonic context for what's going on there, and kind of trying to illustrate whatever's going on there. So, first off, the song is in the simple key of A minor. Yes, it is just A minor. Nothing spectacular here. After all, it's almost a parody of a song. Let's listen from the very beginning, and I'll comment. So let's stop right there. First off, the intro goes on like this. With it moves from A to C and then back to A. F sharp and then to F. Then it repeats itself. Then we're going into the verse. Not a trace of paradise, no reason to compromise, nothing I would like to save, nothing, this is nothing, no matter what I would bid around a new zone, trade it all for cream and peach, I'd become a holy bitch, yeah, don't worry, I don't care, it's just a come along love story. So you see, it's pretty simple. No reason to compromise, nothing I would like to save, nothing, this is nothing, no matter what I would bid around underneath. Oh, I'm sorry, but the lyrics are a tongue twister. I didn't sing this song in so long. Nothing, this is nothing, no matter. Nothing, this is nothing, no matter what bitter underneath, I'll trade it all for cream and peach. I become a holy bitch. You don't worry, I don't care. It's just a come on love story. So that's basically the whole of the verse. And what it does here in the verse, it sits for the most part on A minor. And there is a C major, D. And it's not clear if it's a minor or a major, probably a major. Back to A minor. Again, goes to a G major with kind of like a suspension here, suspended fourth, and then goes to a D 7. Again, not clearly defined, but most likely a D major, minus 7. Then it repeats itself, and then the melody basically just brings in variation, but the chord progression itself is exactly the same. So let's listen to what happens next. Okay, so then there's the hook that goes like this. Come hurry, dear Harry, or Mary, or Barry, and I'll stay with my Johnny, or Judith, or James. I really don't worry, it's a common love story. Your Robbie is so funny in my sexual role plays. That's what's going on there. A minor minus 7, D minor minus 7, 9, F major plus 7, E major minus 7. A minor minus 7, D minor minus 7, arguably 9, then a B minor minus 7 to a F minor plus 7. And then it repeats itself. I really don't worry, it's a common love story. Oh yeah, there's a G major too, on the second pass, it goes into a G major. You're all being so funny, in my sexual role plays. And then there is a little intersection that goes... And then goes into the next verse. Let's listen.
Common lies and common sins, common sex and common dreams. Nothing I can undertake. Nothing is nothing. We both know that there is no mistake. A tray off a cream of peach. I think I'm a holy fish. Not your love to struggle for. It's not me.
Okay, so then we're moving through the entire second verse, and then there is the second hook, which we've just heard with different lyrics. Then there is the middle section. Thank you. time there is a C major plus 7. And it's evident from the melody. So it goes, what are you screaming for? And goes into an E minor minus 7. Then goes into a D minor minus 7. What am I waiting for? To a G major suspended fourth, it goes into a G major. Then, again, a return to C major plus 7. What is your show? Going right to a G major. And then from there, I won't take it anymore. So there's an F major plus 7 going into an E major. And then we're going into straight into the last section, which is the the last double hook. And then after that double hook, there is an outro. And basically, there is a little leitmotiv that shows up. I don't know if I'll be able to replicate it, but it's a running little synth that starts in somewhere far away in the filter. It's filtered out through a high pass filter, and then it shows up and gains prominence, and then gains traction. And then there is another synth that catches up with it, and then plays it, you know, louder and louder. So let's listen to this last section of the song. So you see what's happening in the end. There is that escalation. We're repeating the two hooks with kind of a different instrumentation to it. So it becomes denser, it becomes thicker. And then there is an outro, which is like, you could say almost like another hook, but it's like the very essentials from the hook with this chord progression. Thank you. And all the while, there is that little synth that builds traction. And I'm trying to find it right here. I have the Reason file that is open. I want to see if I'm looking into the correct part. Or is it... No, this is the bass part. I want to find this little synth, and I want to try to pull up... What is it? Play. No, obviously not this one, too. Oh, okay, here we are. So... Here's basically what's happening. I am reading off screen, literally. I'm looking into the into the MIDI part for this synth, and I'm replicating this. So you can see it's very simple little keyboard riff that is essentially, and I kind of want to emphasize this because it's a little bit that explains a lot about some of my instrumentations and about some of my songs. This kind of keyboard riff is something that I've heard a lot while I was driving around Moscow in Texas, late night kind of voyages, or voyages, whatever you call them, and in public transport, all over the place, because this kind of simple keyboard riff is something that you could quite often hear on radio stations. I don't know about now, but back in when this album was written, you know, in the 2010s and in the late 2000s, this is kind of, you could hear this a lot on radio stations when you would, you know, get a cab or something like that, or get into public transport and somewhere there would be a radio station playing some Russian pop music or something along those lines, or some kind of cheesy pop music that is not necessarily Russian but something along those lines. So quite often in that kind of pop music, which would be just very straightforward, you would hear this kind of simple chord progressions, and you would hear something like these kind of little elements that are kind of like from dance music, from electronic music, but they're kind of universal, you know what I mean? So what I was doing back in the day, I would take elements like that and I would use them as a little feature to throw them into my creations, and sort of make them a little bit more lightweight, so to speak. Plus there is something to it, you know, I think. Even though it's simple as, you know, simple as a pair of doors, quite frankly. Something inherently very sad about this. Maybe it's just my perception, I don't know. But somehow, in my mind, it always, the way I felt about these kind of little sequences, it always, in my mind, always was associated with some, you know, urban loneliness. Urban loneliness and urban depression, you know, this kind of stuff. Something very lonely, very tragic, and very sad about this. And that's why you can occasionally hear these kind of passages in, you know, throughout many of my albums. But anyways, this is where I'm wrapping up this music analysis. I'm hoping you got the idea. And let's move on to the next section, shall we? So as you can see, Cream and Peach is indeed almost a comical song, but what makes it not purely comical and not purely satirical is that in this end section, musically, you can hear that the music isn't really comical, the music is rather sad in the end. As I've just explained about that little keyboard riff that's going on there, and the music, generally speaking, it sort of starts out almost in a bombastic fashion, you know? And it almost sounds like, hey, that's like a rock tune or something. Or it could have been a rock tune just because of the rhythm. You know, ba 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 bum, da 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 dum bang, da 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 dum, da 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 dum, dum bum, ba 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 bum. It could have been a rock tune. You can imagine that. Being played on guitars and something like this and blah, blah, blah. But the subject matter, the lyrics, are not serious. They're just not serious. Until it gets to the end section. I don't worry and I don't feel sorry, because you never care. This is rather what this song is about. It shows up in the very end, if you make it to the end of the song. And that's where it really gets sad, because that whole last section of the song, it sort of escalates, and it pulls away from that comic kind of attitude, and then it finds itself, the whole song basically runs away in tears, you could say. And that's what makes this song, I think, a little deeper than it could have been, because I could have written just a simple joking song, like a one big joke, and it would have been just a one big joke, but there is some truth to it, and the absence of true love is what makes all of these comic lines sort of sad at the same time. That's what it's all about. This is where I'm going to be wrapping up this episode. If you haven't heard any of my music yet, I of course would urge you to check out Catherine Corelli. Catherine with a C, Corelli with a C. On any major streaming platform, it can be Spotify or Apple Music, iTunes, YouTube even. And if you go to YouTube, you might as well check out my YouTube channel, where I have a Cat Talk series where I talk about various issues, sometimes very serious stuff, sometimes societal stuff, sometimes politics, sometimes whatever. A lot of topics, and for the most part, they have nothing to do with music altogether. So you might want to discover that for yourself if you're interested. Also, too, I have a Cat Vibes playlist on my YouTube channel, where I'm posting, for the most part, very casual footage of me recording music, playing guitars, playing drums. I'm not a drummer, but I need drum parts, so someone's supposed to play it. Or doing other stuff, or just driving through Kentucky and showing some beautiful landscapes from around here. So that's something that you might want to check out if you're not familiar with my music, if you're not familiar with my world. Also, as of course, I have to tell you that in order to check which are the next upcoming albums that I'm already working on, you can always go to my website, catcarelli.us, and check out the discography section, because this is where I am updating, usually, and laying out dates or approximate dates for future releases. Also, I want to invite you to check out my other business, which is southerncaracol.com. This is the website, southerncaracol.com. We're specializing in skin health and aromatherapy. So we have soap bars, we have body lotions, we have lip balms, an aromatherapy line of soaps. We have shampoo bars, actual shampoo bars, not liquid shampoo, but actual bars. We have a skin healing line of products, and we have a line of products that is oriented mostly towards aromatherapy, and it's not that much about skin healing properties. It's mostly about, you know, a wonderful scent. I would urge you to check out our store at southerncaracol.com. Pick something for yourself. This is the kind of year when it is still cold, it is kind of dry, and people who have eczema or psoriasis are experiencing flare-ups. So if you have some problematic skin, you might want to check out our oatmeal honey soaps. We have plenty of them in various flavors. So check out our website, southerncaracol.com, and pick something for yourself and get your skin into a better shape. With that being said, this is where I'm going to be wrapping up this episode. All the links are going to be down in the description to this episode. If you have any questions, if you want to leave a lengthy comment, or you want to say something, you can always reach out to me at LadyCatherineCarelli@gmail.com. Again, the link is going to be in the description. Well, with that being said, I'm out. Thank you very much for spending your time with me. I love you, and you'll hear me on the next episode.